This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Studios, and joining us now in the Laughing Monk Studios is Matt Lively on the River Islands guest line. Matt Lively, of course, KPIX sports anchor and broadcaster. He joins us here on 95.7 The Game, as all guests do on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop, of course, all of us here at 95.7 The Game partnering with KPIX for their bracket challenge. And I got to read off some of the key people in the standings right now, Shasky, because Matt Steinmetz is in first. You're in third, so you're in the running for this
thing. I'm tied, technically.
Oh, you're tied.
For second.
Technically. Okay. Well, you're up there. You're close.
Yeah. Well, technically, also, I didn't make the picks. It's me, Michelle, and LJ.
Okay. The Shasky family.
Absolutely. As a collective.
Okay, I like it. And then who's joining us right now? Matt Lively, he's in seventh. So, you know, maybe he's got a way to climb up the standings here in the Sweet 16. But Matt Lively joins us now here on the River Islands guest line. Matt, appreciate the time. How you doing? Happy opening day and happy Sweet 16 day.
What's going on, guys? One of the best days in sports. Sweet 16 coinciding with opening day. Gotta love it.
So Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, all right. We've got a bracket challenge going on. For the audience that doesn't know what's going on, let's try to like break it down. Your channel does this huge bracket challenge with all of the different hosts and people, and you guys have invited us at 95.7 The Game to be a part of it?
That's right. And we've been battling each other. I think we battled each other last year as well, in which I think I finished at the very bottom or very close to the very bottom of this bracket challenge. So I'm pretty happy with being in seventh place, which I believe is like really fourth place when you iron out all the tied for second, tied for third. And also, I think I have a pretty unique bracket going forward. Maybe not unique. I have Duke winning, but like the other teams that are there, I think I have a good chance of making some big jumps, because if I finish behind Shasky, I'm not sure if I can live that down.
Yeah, I don't think you can. So what's your biggest differentiator? What's the biggest upset
Why is it unique?
I have Texas Tech beating Florida, which I don't think a lot of people have Texas Tech even beating Arkansas tonight or getting out of this region. So I think Texas Tech, if I can get them to the Final Four, I think I have a good shot at winning. I've got Michigan State in my national championship game, which they've got kind of a rough stretch because they've got to get through Auburn. But I am pretty bland. I am taking Duke to win the national championship because they're just better than everybody. But it's been a pretty chalky March Madness. I mean, like, I was waiting. I was hoping Colorado State would come here to San Francisco, and then they get beat at the buzzer by Maryland. But it's been a really chalky March Madness, but I think the tournament as a whole, there's some really, really fun games to watch this weekend.
So are you going out to Chase Center today? My boy Brent said that he watched Florida practice the other day because Todd Golden and him had kids in the same class when he was living out here coaching at USF. And I feel like, you know, Florida's got a great advantage because the coach knows the terrain out here and has all the hookups.
Totally. I'll be there tonight. I was there yesterday, and I was asking all those Florida guys. It was pretty fun because, you know, Todd Golden's like head coach / tour guide. He takes them to Original Joe's, not the Westlake one, Chasky. I know you're a big Westlake guy. I think they went to the one in North Beach.
Shout out the Dugan family. Shout out the Dugan family. What do you get when you go to Original Joe's? Now I have to ask.
I'm going to throw you for a loop here. You ready? I don't think if I gave you 100 guesses, you could guess what I get at Original Joe's.
The steak a la Bruno.
I get the chicken pot pie.
What? That's only on like Tuesdays, I thought.
No, the one in the marina, there's a little bit more flexibility.
Gotcha.
The chicken pot pie is outrageous. I mean, their a la vodka as well, and their chicken parm are delicious. But I'm definitely, I love their chicken pot pie.
Really? That is kind of surprising. I'm not going to lie. That's surprising.
100 guesses, you wouldn't have taken that one.
No, I wouldn't have. I will tell you this. Original Joe's to go, when I order Uber Eats, we do it once a week. Michelle will order the pizza. I'll either go rotisserie chicken or slice of lasagna. Now I'm doing a read for Original Joe's. Keep going.
No free pub. I love on these the networks. But I mean, hey, listen, they went to Chrissy Field. They saw the Golden Gate Bridge. A lot of them wanted to see what they referenced as the jail, also known as Alcatraz, which maybe if they win tonight, they'll have some time maybe tomorrow to go see Alcatraz. But it's pretty cool for Todd Golden. He also played at St. Mary's. Shockingly enough, he left as their free throw percentage leader, which was then broken by Matthew Dellavedova. But I asked his players, I said, if you could guess, there's one stat he was the all-time leader in. None of them knew. They actually guessed turnovers just to show that relationship. They got a good relationship with Coach Golden. So they're very relaxed. You know, I think that's a huge positive when you are on this big stage, you're playing at Chase Center, and the team is just relaxed and having a good time. It was very good vibes for the Florida Gators yesterday.
Speaking of Chase Center and vibes, I know the Warriors aren't at Chase Center, but they've suffered a couple of losses in a row. You concerned? Is it time to panic or no big deal? Just a couple of losses without Steph.
Couple of losses without Steph. Listen, I think Steph and I basically had the exact same injury. I was skiing in January, absolutely ate it down the mountain. Those pelvic contusions are no joke. I hope they gave him a little donut pillow to fly with on the flight. But I mean, he's going to be coming back here, and they've got a couple of games that you're happy he's coming back. I mean, it's the Pelicans and the Spurs next. Those are two wins. Even without Steph, you hope they get those wins. If not, then you should probably be concerned. But that comes right before maybe the toughest stretch they have, where they've got the Grizzlies, the Lakers, the Nuggets, the Rockets, the Suns. And that down the stretch, the next 2 weeks, is pretty brutal. But I'm not concerned. They're in seventh right now. Do you really think Jimmy Butler's not going to get them out of the play-in tournament if they had to play in it? I still think they get into the top six. I really do.
I hope. I mean, at this point, I've watched the Warriors just break my heart so many times the last couple of years. I'm not getting my hopes up for anything. I want to avoid the play-in at all costs, period. That's all I want to do.
I love that they finish with the Clippers because that really, I mean, they're right there. They're neck and neck.
Clippers,
I love that their final
though.
Game is against the Clippers.
Yeah, but they own us. I don't feel comfortable with that. I want to have a cushion. I don't want to deal with Harden, Kawhi, the Warrior killer, and the referees.
But maybe that's what they need. I think that's why I like it so much. It's like if they beat the Clippers to take the six, what a way to go into the postseason.
Yeah,
that's everything you need right there. Like if you really want to make a deep postseason run, you need that defining game that says, okay, we're here, we're legit. I think that's that game.
Yeah, we'll see. A lot of big games coming up down the stretch for the Warriors. Matt, appreciate you taking some time out. We'll keep an eye on the standings. Just whatever you do, don't let Steiny win. That's all I care about. He's in first place right now. Don't let that happen. But we'll check back in, and best of luck on all your picks, okay?
Yeah, thanks, guys. No way we're letting Steiny win. You can catch us on Bracket Mountain tonight on K-Picks following the Duke-Arizona game, 9-10.
Who's joining you from 95.7 The Game tonight?
I think it's Dibs today, right?
I haven't looked at the rundown. We had Gru on last week, and he was great. We had to rough him up about the Cowboys, and I figured he was also a Lakers fan and a Yankee fan. And
so. Gru from Minions or Guru?
Guru.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Was he excited?
Yeah. And I don't know where he's at in the standings. I think he's up top.
We'll have to check on him. Steiny's in first.
I wouldn't know. I'm up so high on the tower of this bracket. Oh, I look down on all the Minions.
Oh, no, I actually just looked. He's one ahead of you.
Oh, is he ahead of me? Oh.
Let's go, Goo.
Darn it.
Yeah, you got technically tied, but the way that this presents it, he is on top of you.
Gotcha.
Oh, no.
Matt, appreciate it. And we'll be watching tonight.
Appreciate it.
All right, thanks. That's Matt Lively, KPIX. We got our bracket challenge going with KPIX, and the college basketball tournament is in full swing. Stay up to date on all the tournament action via our bracket challenge on 957thegame.com, and be sure to tune into KPIX Game Day Center Court after the games at 9 for highlights and to see some of our 957 The Game hosts share their thoughts on the tournament. And tonight, I can confirm, it will be Dan Dibley on tonight on KPIX.
The Dibbers?
Yeah, Dibs on at 9. Tonight, KPIX.
Yeah, 9 o'clock. I'm usually in bed by then. Might be, you know, Netflix and chill by myself. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'll flip it on.
I wonder where Dibs is in the standings. I'm just rooting for anybody but Steiny.
What is the thing that he's called? The system? What's he call it?
Oh yeah, he's got a system.
Yeah, but if you're in dead last place or something, does the system work?
Yeah, I don't know. I think his system is more so for like laying down bets.
Not winning brackets.
Oh,
the algorithm that's only
probably,
works for them.
That's probably what he'll say to you. Although I think the first round of the attorney, the system didn't quite work out that well for him. He's probably listening right now.